Even though planning for generalization does require a lot of effort on the part of the educator, educators certainly can facilitate generalization, and they are already doing this in so many ways. I'm going to just briefly describe four general categories that we can think about as we attempt to facilitate generalization. The first is simply selecting behaviors to teach to students that are ones that are likely to be reinforced in the real world, that pay off in lots of different situations and with different people. Second, after we've selected those behaviors, make sure that there actually are reinforcement contingencies in place for that behavior in as many different situations as possible. Think academic blocks, related arts, lunch, recess, study hall, and also in the presence of as many different people as possible. And so really, universal or tier one supports are a great way to facilitate generalization, agreeing upon expectations and rules that are consistent across different contexts and adults in the building, and then having a plan for reinforcing cooperation with those rules really does this nicely. Third, we need to think about the way we use language with students. When we are talking with students about their behavior, and we always should be, any behavior change procedure should be set up within the context of a meaningful relationship between the educator and the student. We can help them make those connections between their behavior that they're practicing and real life, including their long-term goals. So if a student is practicing raising their hand and waiting to be called on, we can talk about why that's helpful in life. How's that going to pay off in terms of the things that are really important to that individual student? For example, making friends or something else you've learned from them in your relationship. Fourth, we need to not provide any more support in the form of reinforcing behavior than is absolutely necessary. So we need to fade those supports as a student is successful after we put them in place. And so that means as soon as they've mastered that hand raising or waiting to be called on or whatever the new behavior is that we're reinforcing, we want to start introducing some exposure to times when it doesn't pay off, that behavior goes unreinforced. And of course, explicitly teaching the student what to do in those situations. So just to recap, there are four ways that may help you facilitate generalization, including identifying behaviors that pay off in real life are likely to be reinforced outside of this situation. Make sure that those behaviors do pay off inside of the school building in lots of different contexts and with different people. Take advantage of the fact that you and your student can have a conversation, talk with them, and help them make connections between new behaviors being reinforced and how they pay off outside of just the fact that you are reinforcing those behaviors. And finally, fade supports as quickly as possible, but without going so fast that the student stops using the skill.